You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network. New shows every day. Find us at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Basketball season won't be around forever, so get in on all the action now with DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy sports. DraftKings is giving new players a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. Claim your free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes when using code THPN during signup. Playing daily fantasy basketball is simple. Just pick your lineup, stay under the salary cap, and see how your team stacks up against the competition. With DraftKings, payday comes every day for players. So what are you waiting for? Head to the app now. Download the DraftKings app now and use code THPN during signup. This week, DraftKings is putting you in the action with a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. That's code THPN to get a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes only at DraftKings. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
Hello and welcome to the Ice Guys, brought to you by the Hockey Podcast Network. This is the show that takes you into the world of the National Hockey League. Every game, every day, from a sports betting perspective. With pro handicappers Alex B. Smith and Ian Cameron, and veteran sports writer Jimmy Murphy. And now, here's your host, Ian Cameron.
Welcome to the Ice Guys, presented by the Hockey Podcast Network for Saturday, April 24th. Ian Cameron with you. It is a big monster Saturday NHL card. Once again, we'll be breaking it all down every single game from a betting perspective. I have a special guest with me, as you can see, joined today by Vital Côté, who played in the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League years ago. Victoriaville, the Acadie Bathurst Titan, that's how you say it. There's a couple of ECHL stops in the mix for Vital in his hockey playing days. And then when he put the stick down, he picked up the betting account at that point and started getting into betting and hockey in particular. You can follow him on Twitter at Vital Côté. So happy to have Vital on the show as our special guest today on this Saturday edition of the show. Vital, welcome to the Ice Guys. How are you? And tell us a little bit about your hockey playing days and how you got into betting.
Yeah, thanks, Ian, for having me on. I moved away. I was like 14 or 15. Played juniors, played in the Q for a few years, played junior in my 20 year, a few years pro. I just kind of hung it up after that, but I'm very grateful. It was an awesome experience. And I still love the game and I love to gamble a little. So it's a good mix.
That is. That's an excellent mix. And as Vital was saying, actually, before we started the show, he's making informed decisions when it comes to the betting board and the NHL board. He's in it for the long haul to make profit. It's not a recreational activity for him by any stretch of the imagination. So we're happy to have him. And you're going to get your chance to break down an entire NHL card. I got to do this every single day. So let's see how you do with it. Let's see if you're ready to play. This is your PTO, man. This is your player.
This is it.
Let's see if you're able to pass it. Yeah.
Pucks deep.
No, yeah, exactly.
There's a few games tonight, so it should be good.
And get in on the forecheck, yeah, and all that, all those words. We got to get pucks to the net, yeah, all that stuff. Yeah. It's just a cliche. Yeah. I've been listening to players and coaches say that for 30 years watching NHL hockey, as I have. So I'm used to all the lingo and the shtick, and hey, it gets repetitive. That's why I'm refreshed. I feel it's refreshing when you see a guy like Elvis Merzlikins, goaltender for the Columbus Blue Jackets the other night, pour his heart out, pour his guts out and his emotions there about the struggles and how shitty it is to be losing all the time. You don't get that usually. Everybody just says the same cookie cutter, boring, dull responses to the media. And that guy just basically put his heart and soul out there for everybody to hear that, hey, this is really pissing me off. I can't sleep at night losing all these games like this. I don't want to be the next Buffalo. I give Elvis credit for that.
Yeah, and Leonard spoke up too, and he kind of voiced his opinion on mental health and stuff. And it's good to see see guys speak up and stuff. Cause you know, in hockey, it's, you got to act a certain way and do a certain thing. And like, they want you to fit in this square where, you know, it was good to see him speak out and say his 2 cents on it.
Yeah, Pie Guy in our chat, the Canadians should apologize to Jake Allen after that performance last night, especially. Yeah, Jake Allen's been like the guy that's holding the Montreal Canadiens. He's the glue holding them together, him, Tyler Toffoli, and Josh Anderson. What the Canadians would do without those three guys, I have no idea. But they'd be in a lot more trouble without those three players in particular, I'll say that.
They've been hit or miss this year, I've noticed. So you never know what you're going to get with Montreal, but good goaltending is always I look for good goaltending when I'm picking a game or something, so it's very important.
Well, we're going to start with a game where one team in particular is not getting very good goaltending right now, and it doesn't matter whether it's been Mackenzie Blackwood, it doesn't matter whether it's been Scott Wedgwood, and it doesn't matter whether it's been Aaron Farmer in the Dell, as I like to call him, Aaron Dell. New Jersey has not been getting saves lately. Can they get some today? Our first game, it starts at 12:30 Eastern, just in 20 minutes from now. New Jersey, Pittsburgh. We've got Pittsburgh -295 to -310, home favorites, total 6 shaded to the over. So Pittsburgh's already beaten New Jersey twice. And you would think now they're playing them a third time. What's going to change here? But you could have had that thought last night too at Boston going into Buffalo. And look, the mentality of the human being that plays hockey, it's not played by machines or computers or robots. Complacency can sometimes set in. Look what happened to Boston last night. They beat up Buffalo pretty good first 2 times. They're playing Buffalo a third time. It's like, geez, we already beat these guys twice. And that was a lackadaisical, lackluster, complacent type of performance and effort from Boston, and they paid the price for it. They woke up in the third period with a furious rally, but it was too little too late. They lost 5-4 to Buffalo after falling behind 5-1. I worry about that for Pittsburgh a little bit today. That creeps into their game a little bit. A little bit of complacency here against New Jersey, who Lindy Ruff kind of read them the riot act after the last loss, 5-1. I got to do a better job to prepare these guys and get them to play better, especially away from the puck. We'll see if it translates, but I've now been watching New Jersey, Vital, since the trade deadline, and they haven't played a lick of defense. They've played this up-and-down pond hockey, shinny style. I don't know if that's suddenly going to change. So I'm just going to stick with the total in this game. I'm going to bet over 6, -120. The Devils and the Penguins head-to-head has been an over machine. Pretty much every head-to-head game with these two teams has gone over the total, or at least pushed at the very worst-case scenario with 6. And I think we'll see more of the same here. As far as the side goes, Pittsburgh's the better team. They should win. But I worry about what happened to Boston happening to Pittsburgh a little bit. Vital, what do you think
exactly
of this game?
To be honest, I didn't really pick this game because, you know, like you said, it's kind of a scary pick as if you're going to pick a winner. And Pitt at a -260, it's just not really worth your money. And but if you are going to take a bet, I like the over as well. -1.5 Pitt. It's still not that great of odds. So, yeah, I kind of stayed away from this game. But if you are going to pick, I like the over here as well.
Yeah. To be honest with you, I would sprinkle a little on Jersey first period. I'm going to do that, actually. Jersey first period, Jersey money line full game. Just a little small little dabble here because the bigger bet for me, the official bet's the over. But I'm definitely going to sprinkle a little bit because this is the exact same situation where you got a team that won the first two, the superior team, and they coming off a dominating win in the second game. Boston was against Buffalo, and now Pittsburgh is today against New Jersey. I worry about that here for the Penguins today. A little complacency that for the Penguins, and I would expect the Devils to play a lot better than they did the other night. And they can still score. They got Hischier back now. Jesper Bratt and Pavel Zacha just returned from injury as well for this Devils team. They found ways to score goals lately. There's no question. It's been unfortunately, no resistance at the other end of the ice, which has been their problem in recent games. Next game, it's the other afternoon game on this Saturday card, Colorado and St. Louis. We've got Colorado -155 to -160, road favorites, total 6 shaded to the under. St. Louis really couldn't have asked for a better situation because they had a chance maybe to jump on Colorado, who were returning from their COVID-19 shutdown, their COVID-19 hiatus the other night. a Colorado team that was missing a couple of key contributors. There was no Jonas Donskoy was out. Philip Grubauer was out on the COVID protocol list still, and Mikko Rantanen as well for the Avalanche the other night. They'd been missing those three guys, and they still got the job done against St. Louis, which speaks volumes about the incredible depth they have up front. The blue line's outstanding. They still miss Bo Byram, you know, who's still out too for the Avalanche, but still have been able to find ways to win. St. Louis has had, you know, a couple of chances now to show they could step up, take on the beast that is Colorado in this division, and they've struggled to do that. There's a couple of guys that have gone in the sewer offensively lately for Craig Berube's team. Braden Schenn's dropped off a little bit. Zach Sanford has, you know, O'Reilly had a couple big games and his offense has petered out a little bit as of late. So again, this team's consistency in terms of finding that goal scoring ability, both 5-on-5 and on the power play, continues to be a little bit of a question here for the Blues going into this one. See, this game is not one I have an overly strong opinion on. The total of 6, you know, it's going to probably come close to the total when it's all said and done. I could see it landing right on 6. I think if it was 5.5, I'd lean over. If it was 6.5, I'd lean under in this game. So I'm not really involved in this game either way. You worry again for complacency here with the Avs, but I don't think there's as much with them when they're in a battle for first with Vegas for that top spot in that division. They're the better team. I have not seen evidence of the Blues being able to match up well with the Avalanche in recent games. So a lean is to Colorado, maybe in regulation. You can get close to even money for better value.
Like
just a lean, though, for me. Other than that, probably going to be a pass for me. Vital, what do you think here, Avalanche and Blues?
Yeah, like you said, I have them here. It's 60 minutes at minus 110. And I think Dubnyk has played a couple pretty good games, and I think he might continue that way. He's looking, you know, he'll probably won't be playing for long. I don't know how long Grubauer will be out, but I look to him to have a good game. And like you said, St. Louis has been really inconsistent. And you never know what you're going to get. And I don't know if I think they've dropped off a bit. So, and Colorado's a wagon. They're good and they can score a lot of goals and they move the puck well. And so I would take, I like in 60 minutes, Colorado. That was my pick for this game.
Yeah, if you'll remember, St. Louis, I believe it was opening night, they beat Colorado that very first game. And ever since then, the last 5, they've lost all of them, and they've been outscored 21-8 in the very next 5 games against Colorado. So, they've really had a tough time with the Avalanche since winning against them on opening night. But, you know, Craig Berube, we'll see if they respond, because Berube said, we have a lot of veterans on this team that have won a championship. We've got to have more composure. Things are going to happen out there that are out of your control, but we're not controlling what we can control. The mistakes we make that get put in our net, that's all on us.
Right.
So he's basically, and he's read them the Riot Act a couple of times, though. And sometimes if you go to that well too much, you'll listen the first time the coach rants on you. And then the second, third, fourth, fifth time you do that, Vital will know that. You sort of say, hey, that's old news. I've heard this rubbish before. I'm sick of hearing it. And then you don't have that same response, do you?
Yeah, it's when it becomes repetitive, it kind of goes through one ear out the other. So, but who knows? We'll see. Are they in a playoff? Are they fighting for a playoff spot? Are they not? They have a chance to get in?
Yeah, St. Louis is in that fourth spot with Arizona right now. So they are neck and neck in the standings at this point in time. Yep.
So they got a shot at it even after they were playing pretty bad for a while there.
Yeah, they definitely were. They definitely were. There's no question. They got 3 wins in a row. It was actually after the last time that Berube basically was got on their case, and then they got on a little bit of a run, but they've now fallen back a bit a little again. We'll have to see if they can turn it around. But obviously that ain't going to be easy against Colorado. Next game, Carolina and Florida. This should be a good one here. We've got the Hurricanes minus 110 to minus 120 road favorites, total 6 shaded to the under. It's difficult to step in front of this Carolina squad right now. They're an awesome team. Rod Brind'Amour's done an excellent job. I love the style they play. He is all about shoot the puck as much as possible. He's about puck possession. He's about having the puck. And if you don't have the puck, you do everything you can in your power to get the puck back, puck retrieval. It is such a huge part of the way Carolina plays. They have all these players that are on their team forward-wise. When they don't have the puck, they're on top of the puck carrier on the opposing team. That's why they force so many turnovers. That's why they're so good at taking away the puck, because of that style they play. They've dominated Florida 6-0-1 head-to-head this season against the Panthers. They win, of course, the other night by a score of 4-2. I don't want to sell Florida short, though, because for Florida, this is probably an empty the tank, all-out effort to try to salvage this. I believe this is the final regular season meeting as well between Carolina and Florida. So Florida 2 points behind Carolina for first in the division. That's a great race. Carolina, Florida, Tampa Bay in that central division for first place. But boy, Carolina's just playing so well right now. Nedeljkovic was outstanding in net the other night. Brindamore's going back and forth between him and Peter Mrazek. And I think he's just going to decide, you know, we'll go with the guy that's playing better going into the playoffs. It's going to be Nedeljkovic again, though, second straight start. So that's been rare for Brindamore to do that, to just give the same goalie two straight starts. He's really gone back and forth. So maybe that's a sign that Nedeljkovic is possibly pulling ahead of Mrazek, believe it or not, in this goaltending battle for the Hurricanes. It'll be Chris Drieger in net for Florida tonight after Bobrovsky played the other night. I think he's been solid. He's been rock steady in net for the Panthers. He's definitely played better than I thought, because Chris Drieger in Ottawa and other parts, places he's been in the NHL, it's not gone smoothly for him, but he's been good here with Florida, been better with the Panthers. So this is a tough game. I mean, Carolina's just owned this team. I'm not sure I'm ready to fade them, but I don't want to underestimate the heart and the guts of this Florida team, a team that upgraded their team at the deadline, getting Brandon Montour to fill the void of the Aaron Ekblad injury, getting Sam Bennett from the Calgary Flames. He has been brilliant. He's been outstanding. All he needed was a clean slate, change of scenery. He got it, and he's producing with the Panthers. Sam Bennett score a goal prop tonight. It didn't cash finally the other night, but I'm sticking with it tonight. Sam Bennett to score a goal. It was plus 300 the other night. That was a hell of a price, and he scored in two of the games already for the Panthers. He's clearly being bolstered by a winning team, a team that's going to be a playoff team, better players around him. Barkov and Huberto show up around Sam Bennett. Mm-hmm. Monahan, Gaudreau, Tkachuk in Calgary didn't always show up. You couldn't find them with a telescope on the ice on many nights. That was always the issue. So better surroundings for Sam Bennett. Breath of fresh air being in Florida, and look at the way he's played so far. So it's a tough game. I'm going to stick with the over, because the over has been the dominant theme with Carolina-Florida games head-to-head this year. So I'm going to go over the total. There is a 5.5 still out there at BetOnline and some other spots. So that's going to be the one bet for me for sure, is the over. I might sprinkle on the draw as well one more time with Carolina-Florida, that the game could go to overtime. Plus 325, good price there. Should be a competitive game again. Vital, what do you think here, Carolina and Florida?
Yeah, these top two teams in the division, and they both have pretty good dual goaltending, you know, like you said. So when you got good goaltending and you hound pucks like these guys do, it's up for a good game. It's hard to say, because I didn't really take this game, but like you said, they're 6-0-1 against the Panthers. Maybe Florida wants to get a win, you know, before playoffs to get their confidence going. But I don't know. Like you said, Carolina's kind of had their numbers. So if I were to pick anything, I would just take Carolina at minus 125. I think that's a good solid bet, and they've kind of had their number all year.
Yeah, and Florida's been excellent off a loss. That's what got me to think maybe Florida could actually get them today, because they've been really good in a bounce back spot, you know, off a loss, this Panthers team, most of the season. But I don't know. Carolina's just got it going right now. And if you look at their advanced numbers, yeah, if you're into expected goals margin and high danger chances for and against, if you look at some of those numbers, Carolina's just impeccable, you know, in all of those categories. And basically, their wins on the ice are being backed up by gaudy statistics that they're controlling the play, they're carrying the play, they're in the ozone, they've got the puck more often than the opponent does. So all of those things back up how well Carolina's playing for sure. But this Florida team's made up of a lot of heart, character, and grit, though, and a team that's bounced back off losses most of the time this season. So that's why the gut feel says maybe the Panthers rise up and win this game. We'll see.
They might. I'm not picking this game. It's a toss up. It could even go on the under. I don't hate the under either, just because the goaltending is so good. and they've been playing well. But I'll stay away from this game. But if you pick, you know, I don't know, it's a toss up to me. I don't really love any of the picks here for this game.
And that's there's nothing wrong with that. That's why they have to put out, the odds makers have to put out money line, side and total for every game, and we don't have to bet every game. We can pick and choose. That's where we have our advantages, you know. Right. We can pick and choose what games we bet. And that's the great thing about being a bettor, is you're not in the odds maker's shoes. They got to put out a line, and they risk putting out a bad line on certain games, but we can pick and choose our spots. No doubt about that. Toronto and Winnipeg, next game now. We got Toronto minus 125, road favorites, total 6 across the board here in this one. So I had the Leafs as well as over 6 the other night, and certainly the over was just looking absolutely brilliant after the first period, where it was 3-2 in favor of Toronto. Just a wild flurry of goals in that opening period. Breakdowns defensively by the Jets. How do you allow Austin Matthews to get behind both blue liners and behind everybody for that first goal? I mean,
he's good.
Yeah, he's good.
Special talent.
Yeah, and you know what? I think there's some truth to that, that it's not just what the Jets were doing poorly defensively. It's just that guy's good at finding open spaces and getting to the open ice and getting, you know, just in that zone where, hey, you forgot about me again. And that's what happened in that first goal. And that kind of set the tone for the night. And Hellebuck was just not on his game, was not sharp whatsoever. I don't know. To me, the Jets are very good off a loss this season. This is another team where off a loss, they've been very good. Connor Hellebuck, I didn't have the exact record and numbers in front of me, but I know because I've read it and I know it in the back of my mind. Connor Hellebuck off a loss and off a game where he was pulled from the net in the previous game, which is what happened on Thursday night, he's been outstanding. He has been like, I think it's something like a 2.2 goals against average and 940 save percentage in games after he was pulled in the previous game. He is the ultimate bounce back goalie, and he should be. He's got that metal. He's got that kind of be able to compartmentalize, put things behind you. That's why he won a Vezina trophy last year. We know he's got the ability to bounce back. I think he plays a lot better tonight in this game for the Winnipeg Jets against Toronto. I lean Jets as a slight home underdog here. I know the Leafs got that big win, snapped the losing streak. They had lost 5 in a row. Nick Foligno clearly making his Leaf debut was an emotional lift for the team. All they were talking about is he made this speech before the team saying, I don't want to fix what's going on here. I just want to be a part of this great group, he said. And he really ingratiated himself to the team, Foligno, in his Leafs debut. And that clearly pumped them up, and they played a really good game, Toronto, from it. And they put Foligno right away, Sheldon Keefe, with Austin Matthews and Mitch Marner on that top line. And I think it's great because Zach Hyman's injured, and Foligno and Hyman have that same prototype of player. Two-way players, hard on the forecheck, physical, can win puck battles, penalty kill, power play, 5-on-5. They can play in all situations. It's great coaching by Keefe to put Foligno in that top line role to do the job Zach Hyman did so well, who of course remains out due to injury right now for the Leafs. So good coaching by Keefe to where to fit Nick Foligno in the lineup. Jack Campbell was much better in his last start. Looked like the Jack Campbell that won 11 starts in a row for the Leafs earlier this season. So I lean to the Jets, and I actually lean to the under a little bit. Always dangerous when you got Scheifele and Wheeler and Connor and Ehlers on the Jets, and you've got Matthews, Marner, Nylander, and so many. And Tavares is getting it going now offensively. So many offensive weapons and game breakers on both sides. But after a high scoring game the other night, I could see teams tightening it up a little bit tonight in the rematch. So I lean to Winnipeg, and I lean to under 6 as well. Vital, what do you think of this one?
Yeah, I think you're spot on there. I like Winnipeg. They're good. And like you said, they just lost. They're going to want to come out here and get this win, I think. So I would lean towards Winnipeg. And I like the under as well. Two good goalies. And like you said, Hellebuck, after having a bad game, usually comes out pretty good for the next one. And he's a good goalie. And Campbell has been hot. So I think the, like you said, the under is a good pick, and it's a toss up as far as Winnipeg, Toronto. So I would just take the plus 110 at Winnipeg, and yeah, that's a good bet. I like that one.
Yeah, and Connor Hellebuck, after being pulled, and whenever I see the coach be Paul Maurice taking Connor Hellebuck out of the net because of a tough night, regardless of whether it was his fault or whether it's – because, again, you know this, coaches sometimes just pull the goalie to shake up the team and wake them up. It's not so much the goalie was at fault. It's just, hey, wake up. Exactly. Wake the fuck up, guys. Get your asses in gear. Yeah. And sometimes pulling the goalie will help that and wake them up. And I think it was part – Maurice said it after the game. It was partially a little bit of both. It was he didn't think he was played those first two Toronto goals very well, but part of it was we weren't playing well in front of him either. So it was definitely a little bit of both. So Vitale liking the Jets. I'm leaning the Jets as well as the under in this game. Dallas and Detroit, what do you make of Dallas just getting whipped by the Detroit Red Wings the other night? But we'll see if they can bounce back. They're minus 210 road favorites. Total 5 shaded to the over in this game. Anytime I see a total of 5 in an NHL game, it's over or pass for me. You will not see me betting an under at 5 anymore. Not especially in this day and age where you've got coaches down by 2 goals and even 3 goals in the third period, pulling the goalie with 4 minutes left. I mean, how can you bet under 5 knowing that?
Yeah, that's a tight one.
It's tricky. Yeah. It's absolutely tight, no wiggle room.
No, I like, I just saw that too. I didn't even notice that, but I would definitely hammer the over. I think that's pretty good money there.
Yeah, exactly. It's over 5 is minus 130. That's definitely what I'm looking at here in this one. I would not want to step in front of Dallas here. They've got I would think they come back extremely strong here after just a terrible effort the other night against Detroit for a team that's still battling for their playoff lives. They're still only 3-4 points behind Nashville for that final playoff spot. It's Nashville, Chicago, and Dallas. We've basically got these three teams battling for that one last spot in the Central. Those three teams, Nashville, Dallas, Chicago, far behind the top three in that division, Carolina, Tampa Bay, and Florida. Definitely – I am looking at this as a situation where I think Dallas does bounce back. Don't know if I'll bet it, but I definitely have a lean to the Stars in regulation. I think I will bet that over, though. 5 is extremely low. Stars have found some offense. And even Detroit, without Larkin, their captain the other night, I was impressed with them offensively. And now you've got Jacob Vrana. I think you got to maybe consider him from a goal-scoring prop standpoint, Jacob Vrana. It was a great return for Steve Yzerman in that Anthony Mantha trade, getting Jacob Vrana, getting the couple of draft picks, and sure enough, Jacob Vrana has been excellent offensively for the Red Wings. So maybe a Vrana goal-scoring prop as well. I don't know if he'll get 4 goals again like he did the other night, but just score 1 at a good plus price. I could see that. I lean to Dallas, though, in regulation as well as the over. Vitale, your final thoughts here, Stars and Red Wings.
Yeah, if I was going to head somewhere, it'd probably be Dallas in regulation. I like the Vrana, the bet that you were talking about. He put up 3 or 4 against them. So, yeah, he feels comfortable playing against Dallas. And that means something, you know, when a guy feels more comfortable against a certain team. I like that bet as well, actually.
Yeah, I'm just checking out some of these props here going into these games there. So I'm just getting the old account ready to go here. Fire on some things before these games get going. But and I did indeed. I just locked it in because I said I was going to sprinkle. I know the game's about to start. I don't want to make – I'm not bullshitting when I'm on this show. When I say I'm betting something, I mean it. So I wanted to get it in. I did sprinkle New Jersey Devils plus – let me see what price I got. I got plus 250. With the New Jersey Devils on the money line and a little in the first period on the money line as well. Just maybe they catch Pittsburgh napping early in this game. Let's see if it comes to fruition. But kind of like Boston Buffalo is what I'm hoping for in this game, that we get a little bit of a dopey, sleepy start to the game for the Pittsburgh Penguins. So there we go. We're locked in with that. New Jersey, let's see if we can maybe shock the world here. In this one. Mm-hmm. All right. Next up, we've got Montreal and Calgary. Calgary minus 120 to minus 125 home favorites, total 5.5 shaded to the over in this one. Montreal did what I thought they would do last night. You know, you have a chance to bury a team, step on their neck, and you don't do it. And that's exactly what happened. Calgary with the win. But Calgary can't stop here. They're still 6 points back. They still have fewer games left than Montreal. they've got to think we got to win in regulation tonight, and we got to win in regulation Monday night when we play Montreal. We got to take 4 points. They've got to get none to give ourselves any sort of realistic shot to still catch Montreal to make the playoffs. So definitely I would say going into this game, this has got to be looked at as must-win territory for Calgary. I bet Calgary last night. They got the win 4-2. I don't know if I'll bet them tonight, because you would expect Montreal should push back strong and better tonight in theory. It was a very poor performance from them. They got outshot heavily, outchanced. They didn't really generate as much against Jacob Markstrom. Calgary took the play, took the game to Montreal last night. Give them credit for that. You would think Montreal answers back strongly here, but the fact remains Montreal's played inconsistent and erratic hockey for the better part of the last several games, if not weeks. And that concerns me here. And Montreal's shown a lack of killer instinct that kind of bothers me. They laid an egg against Ottawa last weekend when they played the Senators. Like we said off air with Jake Allen, Tyler Toffoli, Josh Anderson. That's the only three guys that have shown up consistently for the Montreal Canadiens. Where's Tatar? You know, I like how they say Drouin's status is unknown. Well, his status has been unknown all season. You know, his status is in. We can't find him out there, you know, for the Montreal. Like, are we really, really that? People are saying breaking news, Jonathan Drouin won't play tonight. Do we really miss the guy? What's he done? Has he really contributed much to this team this year? Not much whatsoever. So, you know, I would only look Calgary. I don't know if I'll bet it, so it's just a lean right now. But I would only look Calgary here. Maybe they get a little revitalized from that win last night against the Montreal Canadiens, and I just don't see that killer instinct and that consistency from the Habs right now to trust them. So lean Calgary. Vital, what do you think here with the Habs?
I don't really have a pick in this game either. It's a toss-up, and you never really know what you're going to get with these two teams. From a goalie standpoint, Primo and Deming, those are two backups. Maybe bet the over, but I didn't really touch this game. So
there is a legit chance we'll see. Yeah, there is a legit chance, Vital, we're going to see Caden Primo potentially in net for the Montreal Canadiens, because it is back to back. Jake Allen started last night. Hasn't been confirmed yet, but just be aware of that. We could be looking at him making a rare start in net for Montreal. But hey, sometimes like Boston with Jeremy Swayman, like Florida earlier this week with Spencer Knight, who everybody says is going to be one of the best goalie prospects coming through the pipeline right now. And they won that first game for those guys. So you got to watch out for that. And also Boston did that with Dan Vladar earlier this season as well when he started. So definitely keep an eye on that sometimes with the young goalie making a start, the team rallies around that. Maybe that happens for Montreal tonight. Washington Capitals, New York Islanders. We've got the Islanders -135 home favorites, total 5.5 shaded to the under. Islanders haven't lost two in a row at home very often, a frustrating one for them the other night. If you watch that game, they could have won that game. Samsonov probably had one of his best games of the year in net for the Capitals. I think the Islanders had a little bit better of the play than the Capitals, but they couldn't put the puck in the net. They had chances throughout the game and into overtime. It goes to a shootout, and I hate to say it for the Islanders, but anytime you go up against Washington in a shootout, you might be in trouble, because we know Washington's got more than enough capable shootout players to put in there in that kind of scenario and get the job done. And that's exactly what happened. Capitals in a shootout with a 1-0 victory against the Islanders. And I had a best bet on that show, which was Capitals Islanders over 5.5, one of the worst reads I'll ever have. And the game ends 1-0. There's not even a goal in regulation time or in overtime. It's 1-0 because of the shootout. So I'm not getting involved with an Islanders over again anytime soon. Like, I've been baited into these 5.5s because earlier in the season, especially at home, the Islanders were going over the total at 5.5. It's not been that way lately going into this game for the Islanders. They've been a heavily trending under team. So I'm off the over for sure. I'm not involved with that. Not at all. be careful with the Washington Capitals here injury-wise. Justin Schultz is out on the blue line. Ovechkin, day-to-day, he's not a for sure to suit up tonight for this Washington team. So be careful there. They could be a little bit shorthanded. I like the Islanders here. I'm going to take them -135. Revenge spot, at home, again, second straight time against Washington. I like backing the teams that outplayed the other team in the previous game, and they're playing them again. It's happened with Nashville last night. It happened with the Rangers as well against Philadelphia last night. They were in revenge spots. They played better the first time than the opponent, but lost. And then they bounced back and they won Nashville and the Rangers last night. It's kind of the same angle here with the New York Islanders tonight against Washington. And obviously, if Ovechkin doesn't play, definitely looking forward to the Islanders here. So Islanders minus 130 in this one. Vital, what do you think of this game?
Yeah, I picked that. I had the Islanders. I got them at minus 135. I like the under as well. I think I had the under when they played the other night. Two good goalies. I mean, the Islanders, they've lost five games at home all year. I don't think they lose another one. That was my pick. I picked the Islanders, and I like the under as well.
Yeah, I mean, the under with the Islanders, there's no doubt they have gotten back to that style and structure of play that Barry Trotz wants from them. He wants them to be tight-checking, don't trade chances, don't be loose with the puck, manage the puck well. All of those, you know, those are the Barry Trotz trademark statements right there, how he wants his team to play, because we've watched this guy now coach, what, 20 years in the NHL, Nashville for a long, long time, then Washington, and now here with the Islanders, and all those teams have been the same. Defense first, win games from the goaltender out, and they seem to be wanting to get back to that way of play. So probably will stay under the total, I would think, this game in terms of the total. But the big debate, obviously, is Ovechkin, Gretzky, in terms of, and I'll ask you that, you know, as someone that's played the game a little bit, do you think Ovechkin's got it in him to catch Wayne Gretzky's goal scoring record? Because I'll be honest, he has a shot at the very least right now.
How far is he? A couple hundred? 300?
A couple. Yeah, it was, I think, a little less than 200 last I checked. But the thing is, I could see Ovechkin playing another six years. Yeah, maybe. And if he does, he's going to catch it.
I see that. He could play for a long time still. I think he catches it. I mean, look, he scores goals. It's what he does. And I think he's got a shot for sure. But it depends on longevity, how many more years he'll play. But I think he's got a good chance.
All right. So before we get to the next game, we got our guest here. We want to ask him a couple different questions. NHL, your favorite players in the show right now, or that's the hockey player phrase for the NHL, the show. If you had your favorite, you know, two or three players in the NHL right now, Vital, who would they be?
Just off the top, Matthews. He's electric to see. You know, it's cliche. You know, McDavid's good too. Those guys. Just seeing those guys move up and down the ice and what they do with the puck. It's like the kids are getting better and better every year. And I think the finesse. Also, Drake Batherson. I played with him.
Nice color. Yeah, he's playing well. Yeah,
and I like his game. He's going to be good, man. He skates very well, a high IQ, and he's got that finesse to him. So that's one guy that maybe, you know, under the radar, but that many people might not know about. But he's going to be a player for a long time to come.
All right, nice choices. The Drake Batherson ones, I like that. A little off the radar, off the grid choice, but a really good hockey player. And teams of the Ottawa Senators division opponents for the next few years are going to realize that he's definitely a skilled player, and we'll see if he can develop into the kind of career it looks like he might be able to have. But it's been a good early returns for him with the Senators. Next game is Minnesota and San Jose. We've got Minnesota minus 120 to minus 130 road favorites, total 5.5 shaded to the over in this one. This is an easy over 5.5 decision to bet this for me, because you've got it's going to be Cam Talbot rested tonight. It's going to be Kakanen in net for the Minnesota Wild. And, you know, he hasn't necessarily played as well in his recent starts. He had a really good start to his season in his first few outings for the Wild. Hasn't been quite as good since then. That could be some trouble, and they could see San Jose finding the back of the net. I certainly think Minnesota's finding the back of the net, and they are red hot offensively right now. What they are doing at the offensive end of the ice is pretty staggering. Kirill Kaprizov every night's making something happen. Fun player to watch. He's probably going to end up being a guy that wins the Rookie of the Year trophy, the Calder, certainly in this case. for Kaprizov. Would be shocked if he doesn't get it at this point. Two goals last night in the 4-2 win against the Los Angeles Kings. He leads all rookies in goals, 21 points, 40. I mean, how does he not get it at this point? He's been absolutely terrific for the Minnesota Wild. We'll see if the Minnesota Wild can keep up their winning record against San Jose, although it's not been a dominant winning record. 4-3 they are head-to-head against San Jose this year, and they are on a back-to-back. So this could be a little bit of a tricky spot for Minnesota, which is why I'm staying off them from a side perspective. I lean to the Wild. I'm not stepping in front of them. It actually is not that bad of a price, considering they're certainly superior to the San Jose Sharks. But I'm going to stick with the over here. 5.5, minus 120. Minnesota scores, and I think San Jose chips in offensively as well against a weaker goalie for the Wild with Kakinen compared to the way Talbot has played. And Talbot's been brilliant in recent outings. What do you think of this one here, Vital, with Minnesota, San Jose?
Yeah, I like the over just because you never know with the tenders. But Minnesota at 135, I thought that was a pretty good price. And I picked them. I couldn't stay away. Like you said, it could be a toss up. Who knows at this point? It's late in the season and maybe the Wild are secured in a spot. But at minus 135, I couldn't pass that up. So that's what I took on this game.
All right, good stuff. Couldn't pass up the Wild. And yeah, the Wild are feeling it right now. There's no question. And like I say, they're down to minus 120 in some spots. And I think it's because
that's good. Well,
it is. That's an excellent price. It is. Yeah. And they're better than San Jose. I'm tempted by that. Even with Kakinen and Net, who hasn't been as good as Talbot, but still, you got the team in front of them playing terrific and they're scoring goals in bunches right now. And San Jose, look, Martin Jones is back to being, Martin Jones that we all expect. No question about that. So, yeah, I would only back Minnesota. I'm not stepping in their way right now, but I prefer the over even more than that in this one. Vegas and Anaheim. Vegas minus 270, road favorites in Anaheim, total 5.5 in this one. Golden Knights play Colorado after this, Vital. I say that because, again, we talk about hockey players being human beings. Look ahead. That's a huge game coming up with Colorado. First place in the division. You're battling with that Avalanche team. Before that, you got to play little old Anaheim here in this game. I worry about this little bit of a tricky spot here for the Vegas Golden Knights. I mean, obviously, they're much better than Anaheim. They've played excellent hockey. They're trying to they're on currently, actually, a franchise record tying 8-game winning streak. So it's not easy to go against the Golden Knights. I don't think I'm going to, but I am saying that be careful here with this spot because it's potentially a little bit of a flat spot with Colorado coming up for this Golden Knights team. The Ducks haven't played well. They've lost 3 in a row. They lost 4-1 in their last game to Los Angeles. So maybe Anaheim's not good enough to take advantage of what could be a little bit of a complacent Vegas team. But, Jakob Silverberg injury is significant. Torn labrum. He'll be out 4 to 6 months. So that's another injury for the Ducks that they've got to deal with for a team that really doesn't have great forward depth to begin with right now. But I think Vegas can still find some offense. I wouldn't touch the minus 270. It's just way too pricey given how dubious this spot is for the Golden Knights, potential flat spot. But, if you look at Jonathan Marchessault and Mark Stone, those two guys in particular, either goal scoring props or over points in this game, that might be a good way to go. Marchessault, he had 2 goals the other night against San Jose in the 5-2 win. Mark Stone has a 6-game point streak, 6 goals and 5 assists in his last 6 games. Mark Stone over points, Mark Stone to score a goal. Prop, that makes sense to me for the Vegas Golden Knights as well tonight. So I would probably dabble more in the player props market with this particular game than look at the side or the total in this one. Vital, you got any opinion here, Golden Knights and Ducks?
Yeah, like you said, at minus 270, it's just the odds are not, it's not great. Maybe -1.5. I love Fleury. I think he's one of the best goalies in the league. He always shows up. And they got a good team in front of them. It's just money-wise, it's at minus 270. I'm not sure what the 60-minute line is, maybe like 180. But either way, I like Vegas, but I definitely won't be picking the Ducks. But like you said, the money's just not good enough to make a bet here.
You can tell Vitál has been around the block betting NHL and betting overall because he nailed it with that three-way money line price on Vegas. He said around minus 180. Yeah, minus 180 to minus 185 at most places right now with Vegas in 60 minutes in regulation. So, yeah, that's, you got that one right on the button, no question. But even that, you're right, it's just not great value at all with that one. And again, I'm just saying, look, we know Vegas is better than Anaheim. They've owned Anaheim. They probably could still win this game, but I'm just saying they got Colorado next up. Be careful. You know, this could be one of those sleepy spots for the Golden Knights, kind of like Boston last night. Every good team's capable of these just, you know, fall flat, have a clunker. And we could see that potentially with Vegas here. All right, we got two games left. Arizona, Los Angeles, Coyotes, minus 120. Road favorites, total 5.5, shaded to the under. It's been a rough go for the Coyotes, no question. I think they're just glad they don't have to play Minnesota. Terry Edelman's Minnesota Wild anymore because that they've really had a tough time with them. They got pulverized in Minnesota. They couldn't win either game against the against the Minnesota Wild in the desert either this past week. So they'll be happy they're playing at least someone else now, which will be good. But 4-1 loss to Minnesota, although the first, second of those two games, really, they played good enough to win. And unfortunately, it was a steal in the show was Cam Talbot. He was out of his mind. He was unconscious in that game in net for the goal Pittsburgh, by the way, 1-0 Penguins first period. So they're on the board against the Devils. But nevertheless, Arizona got robbed by Cam Talbot. I thought they played a great game. They outshot the Wild 40-23 despite the loss the other night. It was 1-1 going into the third period, and then things just got away from Arizona in the third period. This is a must-get game for Arizona. They're hanging on with St. Louis for that final playoff spot. LA is not playing great hockey by any stretch. Now, granted to the Kings, you know, they did play better in their last game. We'll give them credit for that, the LA Kings. But still, this is, to me, Arizona is still a little bit of a class difference between these two teams. They're still a little bit better hockey team than the LA Kings. And let's be honest too, Arizona's played a tough schedule. They've played a lot of good teams recently. The Coyotes is a bit of a step down for them now playing this LA team. The goaltending matchup for this game too, Vitál, it could be Jonathan Quick in net tonight because Cal Peterson started last night in the game against Minnesota that they lost 4-2, and Jonathan Quick's best days are behind him. There's no question about that. It's been a tough year for him once again. That's probably a goalie matchup that should favor Arizona with Kemper against Quick. I'm on Arizona here, minus 120. They got to win this game. I still think they're better than LA. Good bounce back spot. Big step down in class for the Coyotes. Back to back for the Kings. Give me Arizona here, minus 120. This is probably one of my favorite plays on the card. Vitál, what do you think?
You hit it on the head. Arizona, money line minus 120. They're in a must win, right? They want to make the playoffs. LA's kind of on the outside looking in. And like you said, Quick hasn't had the best year, and I think his better years are behind him. I love that. The first bet I wrote down today was Arizona money line minus 120. So I'm with you on that one.
All right, we're in lockstep there, Vitál Kote and myself with Arizona minus 120 against the LA Kings. You know, they've actually played Arizona pretty well, 3-2 against Arizona, but right now they've not played as well, 1-3 in their last four games. Of course, Jeff Carter traded to Pittsburgh, who just got the Pittsburgh goal, by the way, in the game against New Jersey. So to me, this is shame on Arizona. You know, if they don't win tonight, they're rested. They're coming off a game they should have won against Minnesota. They played great in that game. Talbot robbed them. Shame on them if they don't win. Phil Kessel, Connor Garland, Clayton Keller. Those are the guys that when Arizona started to pick it up, especially offensively, those are the guys that got it going for the Coyotes. Those are the guys that have to be the offensive catalysts for this Arizona Coyotes team. Definitely down the stretch, no doubt. All right, we've reached our final game of this Saturday card. Ottawa Senators, Vancouver Canucks. We've got Vancouver minus 140, home favorites, total 6, shaded to the under in this game. Look, bet against this play spoiler Ottawa team all you want, but you know, do it at your own risk. I mean, this Ottawa team just continues to impress. They beat Montreal, who's trying to get every point they can get, you know, to make the playoffs. Calgary is desperate for points and wins. And Ottawa goes into Calgary Monday night and beats the Flames. And then Vancouver, hey, we're thinking playoffs now. We've got tons of games in hand on Montreal. We just beat the best team in the division, Toronto, back-to-back games. And Ottawa says, no. We don't want to hear any of that shit. We're going to shut it down. We're going to shut you guys down. And that's what Ottawa did the other night against Vancouver. So all these teams that need points, all these teams that need, wins at this stage of the season, Ottawa's played spoiler against all of them. Montreal, Calgary, and Vancouver, beating them in three straight games. So, yeah, maybe Vancouver comes back strong. I think that team looked a little tired. I mean, I think they emptied the physical and emotional gas tank for the two games against the Leafs, and they were a step slow, in my opinion, in the game against Ottawa. And you got to wonder if maybe they were running on adrenaline coming off the COVID pause. Now, yeah, the adrenaline's wearing off, and now, you know, the fact that they battled this virus throughout that hockey team for the last 3 weeks really kicked in a little bit more against Ottawa. Maybe they can bounce back. We'll see. Vancouver is basically like Calgary. They have to like absolutely go on a crazy run the rest of the season if they hope to get back into it. I don't think they're gonna. I think they're still too far back, and they have a lot of games left, but you got to win them. And I'm not convinced they can. It's still been a team that's been ravaged quite a bit with the COVID pause and the hiatus in their season. I could only back Ottawa at the plus price again here. Don't know if I'll bet it, but that's the lean here for me. Ottawa Senators, once again, this team, Batherson, Vitale talked about how much he likes his game. Oh, the one thing you got to bet, Connor Brown to score a goal. Of course. I think he's gone all but one of his last 11 or 12 games scoring a goal. So he scored in like 11 out of his last 12 games or something like that. It has been an incredible run for Connor Brown, and he's still getting priced at like plus 260, plus 275 to score a goal each and every game. And Connor Brown has been just on fire for the Ottawa Senators. So that's definitely a goal-scoring prop I'm absolutely on. Took it the other night when he scored against Vancouver. I've taken it a couple of times, that Connor Brown prop to score a goal the last few weeks. I'm on that again for sure in this one. He's just feeling it right now for the Ottawa Senators. Vitale, what do you think here? All-Canadian North Division matchup, Senators Canucks.
Yeah, I like the Sens at plus 120 as well. That's what I have here. The Sens got a young team, and I think they're, you know, they might not be in the playoffs this year, but those guys are still playing. You know, they're eager to get out there. They're eager to perform. And like you said, I think Vancouver has a little adrenaline dump from, you know, playing Toronto back to back, and all the noise that brings with it. And Murray's been pretty good his last two games. He's turned it around a little bit, and I think Ottawa gets it done at plus 120. I like that. I like that one.
All right, like an Ottawa's the road underdog, plus 120. Great point about Matt Murray. That has to be talked about as well. He's played great hockey the last week to 2 weeks. And we know this guy won a Stanley Cup with the Pittsburgh Penguins years ago. We know there's a good goalie in there somewhere. If he stays healthy, if he's in the right situation, we know he can basically find a way to put the puck in the net for sure. Or sorry, keep the puck out of the net, I should say. And he's been able to do that for the Ottawa Senators. No question about that. He's been good lately. He's been excellent. He's been right on top of it. He's cutting down the angles. His lateral post to post movement has been great. He's been aggressive where there's breakaways, and I'm seeing him poke check a couple of guys. So there's definitely a confidence factor right now with Matt Murray. And when he's locked in, he's in the zone, he's in a good groove. He can be a really good goalie. And we're seeing that right now for the Ottawa Senators. He's been a big part of why they won those last three games against Montreal, Calgary, and Vancouver. We'll see if they can make it four wins in a row. This Senators team, they are just trying to spoil the party at every turn that they can. We'll see if they can keep it up tonight. Vitale, that was great. I give you an A grade for your first breakdown of an NHL betting card on the air. Good stuff. I hope you enjoyed being on the show. Any last words, anything you want to throw out there to the viewers?
No, it was lots of fun. Thank you for having me on. Cool experience. Hopefully the picks do well, make a little bit of money. But other than that, thank you.
Yeah, and you've posted some of your FanDuel tickets, sportsbook tickets that you've posted and won with on Twitter. So that tells you all you need to know. He's legit. He's betting these games himself. So We have no shysters. That's the thing. We got actual people like the Deeds, who's on the show. Devin Didiometti, who you've seen on the show. He's played in the, played hockey before overseas, AHL, OHL. He's betting too. He's actually betting these games. So that's what we want. We want people that are actually interested in betting and are betting the games themselves. And definitely Vitel's doing that. Yes, Melissa Cunningham. Yes, Vitel is on Twitter at Vitel Cote. So VYTALCOTE. On Twitter. That's where you can find him on Twitter. Your Twitter follower count's going to go up now because you were on the show. I'm prepared for that.
No problems there.
All right, good stuff. All right, before we get to best bets, which we always do to wrap up the show, a reminder, you can see it on the screen if you're watching us on YouTube. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Sign up for an account. Use the promo code THPN. It's a great time of year. Don't forget, NFL Draft is next Thursday. Props will be available. You can say this many players in the SEC drafted in the first round or out of the Big Ten, over under number of Alabama players, Ohio State players drafted in the first round. You can bet all those great NFL draft props next Thursday on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. You've got NHL, NBA, Major League Baseball daily. There's a big UFC fight card tonight, very much anticipated. So you can bet that there as well. Great time to be getting involved with the DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Sign up for an account. When you do, you'll get deposit bonuses, weekly specials, and incentives. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Sign up for an account. Use the promo code THPN. All right, it is that time. Best bets for this big Saturday card. Whenever we have a guest, I give the guest the first chance to make the best bet. What do you got, Vitel? Best bet for Saturday?
I like the Coyotes. Money line -120. That would be my pick.
There you go. Short, sweet, to the point. Like it. Arizona -120 against Los Angeles. Best bet for Vitel Cote. Short, sweet, to the point, which is basically the polar opposite of me when I talk. That's the brilliance of it. All right. My best bet to wrap up the show. Boy, this is interesting. I could go into a bunch of, I'm going to go Minnesota, San Jose, over 5.5 -120. I like that one quite a bit. I think I was on Minnesota, San Jose as a best bet over recently when these teams played each other. I think it was last Saturday in Minnesota or two Saturdays ago, and it went over the total pretty easily and comfortably. I think we get more of the same here. So Minnesota, San Jose, over 5.5, -120. That's the best bet here for this show for me. Yeah, unfortunately, the Devils' first period of money line spring. Just a Canadian capper. I know he says, Ian, you should pay attention to the chat. You could have saved yourself from the Devils' first period loss. I sprinkled a few bucks on it. You know, it's not going to put me in the poorhouse. Yeah, disappointing that they're coming out and they're down 2-0 already. But hey, you know, it is what it is. As long as the other bets cash, the ones that we got a little more money on, I'll be happy. So hoping for a big Saturday. Thanks again to our special guest, Vitel Cote, for joining us. You're welcome back on the show anytime, and we'll see if we can get you back on many more times throughout the course of the season. Thanks to everyone for tuning in. A reminder, the Ice Guys show is available live on YouTube 7 days a week, Monday to Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern, Saturday, Sunday, noon Eastern. And if you can't watch the show live, you can download the Ice Guys podcast in audio form on all major podcast platforms. Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeart. You can find the Ice Guys podcast on all those major podcast platforms. For Vitel Cote, I'm Ian Cameron. Have a great Saturday. Enjoy the games and good luck. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow on Sunday for another edition of the Ice Guys presented by the Hockey Podcast Network.